Chad is like dry tinder waiting for a spark. Religious tensions are just adding to the problem. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to explain a little more in the update today, plus point you to how you can help. And you're also going to hear some good news about believers gathering in India and their attitude in the face of persecution. Encouraging news on the way. But first, a call to prayer. Tensions in Chad are still at a breaking point, resulting in protests and the government's temporary suspension of 10 political parties. The situation is the result of a buildup from a financial and a government crisis. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian says,
the country has been deeply affected by the price of oil. And because of that, the government has not been paying wages to all the workers like teachers and other people. So the unions in the country have gotten together and they decided to go on strike. And this is a nationwide strike that's affected the entire country.
External conflicts and religious tensions have also added to the stress on the country and even caused civil wars in the past. Boghossian points out similar conflicts have previously been seen in other countries. The result? Reaching the unreached with the gospel became nearly impossible.
This is the same thing that happened in Sudan when the country divided in two. The Christians were cut off in the south, and then you had very unreached areas in the north that are very difficult to reach today because of that. So let's pray that God would keep the unity in the country and also that God would bring vision and revelation of himself to the leaders of Chad.
So let's pray for peace and guidance in Chad. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. We turn next to Pakistan, where last year FMI introduced the image-based relationship-building tool called a snapshot packet. Now, these packets have helped congregations share the gospel in their communities rather than just leaving the job to pastors and church planters. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
we saw that in the course of this past year, nearly 4,000 people place their faith in Christ. A lot of that is due to the fact that whole congregations, not just the pastor or the church planter, the professional, so to speak, are doing ministry. Now everybody's doing ministry. And so we have seen the numbers of people coming to Christ grow exponentially.
FMI still has time to print more packets before bringing them to Pakistan next month.
$100 can totally provide the snapshot packets, the printing, the delivery, the training for a congregation. And we have in Pakistan about 130 ministry sites. So that's a lot of packets and a lot of impact that we could have in a country that is the second largest Muslim dominant country in the world. And yet we see that people are very open. They're spiritually hungry here.
Finally, Pakistan's Christian neighbors in India are also seeing the growth of the gospel in their country. Global Disciples works with church planters in India by equipping the local believers who train them. Basically, they train the trainers. Global Disciples recently had an annual equipping event in India to encourage and support training directors. John with Global Disciples explains,
they go back then to their local churches and continue training and sending out church planters. The leadership training that's being done also through Global and the small business training all fuel planting of churches in least reached areas.
These training directors in India have witnessed persecution increasing as churches are attacked or shut down. However,
their response is sort of bring it on. It will strengthen the church. It will help us to be more united as leaders. It will help us to focus more clearly on the mission of the church, and it will purify the church. So it's astounding to me. I would shrink from persecution or run. They seem to be presenting a message they have for the church in the West, and that is not to fear persecution. If God allows persecution, embrace it and know that God's kingdom will continue on in spite of man's attempt to stop it.
A final reminder, to find your place in any of the stories you've heard today, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.